Andy Ngo, When I Thought It Was Over, I Was Wrong. By Jeff Poor on July 1, 2019. Monday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Quillette editor Andy Ngo spoke out about his run-in with Antifa at a protest in Portland, Oregon on Saturday. Ngo explained to Carlson that he was beaten up as demonstrators chanted "No hate, no fear." "The mob of people all dressed in black and wearing masks started beating me with their fists. And some of them used objects to hit me," he said. "I don't know how many people were involved. It seemed like 5, 10, 15, or 20. It could have been that many. They beat me so much that I lost control of my GoPro camera that I was holding, which was then stolen from me. And when I thought it was over, I was wrong. I put my arms up to try to shield my face as well as to signal to them I was surrendering. I wasn't there to fight," Ngo added. "But that was a signal to them to be more aggressive. So then they started dumping what I believe were milkshakes and eggs, throwing it at my face, which blinded me so that I could not see. And I was kicked some more, punched some more. And all this time I kept thinking, where are the police? I could still see the Multnomah County just as center in front of me, but no police ever arrived." Ngo described the ordeal he endured to get medical help, which showed he had a brain hemorrhage. "I eventually stumbled away, bleeding, across the park, and I lost my balance, so I sat down on the ground in front of the courthouse, and from there, a medic SWAT team informed me that in order to get in an ambulance to be taken to a hospital, I would have to walk to the police precinct, in other words, walk back in the direction of the demonstrators who just attacked me. Later that night, after arriving in the emergency room, I had a CT scan which confirmed that I was diagnosed with a brain hemorrhage." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.